a different kind, like a bus or something like that.
Okay. Do you ever hear any slang names for certain kinds of cars? Like, say, a slang name for a Cadillac or for Electra 225 or something?
I guess I did, but I can't recall my
What do you call the car that's got two doors to it? You know, just... Well,
it's
no.
Got front seat and a back seat and two doors.
Uh-huh.
A two-door car? You mean a sedan or what?
What's a sedan?
A sedan is usually a closed-in car. I mean, with a top and all to it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Does it have any certain number of doors?
No, it can have either two or four doors.
What would you call a car with four doors and, you know, two?
Well, they usually call a four-door car. Yes,
what about a car with two doors but just no back seat? A real
no back seat?
Yeah. So just two people could drive in it.
You mean that's like that little Corvette that's
Yeah, a car like that.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that a roadster?
Okay. And what about a car that's got the top that can come down?
Sport car.
Okay. And a car that's got, well, besides the front seat and back seat, a space in the back, you know, for luggage and so forth.
Oh, you mean a trunk to it, huh?
Well, no longer than that. It doesn't have a regular trunk. It's got a tailgate that swings open or rolls down.
Yeah, it's...
Families with lots of children sometimes get them.
Sometimes. You mean a station wagon?
Okay. Any other name for a station wagon?
Not that I know of.
What different kinds of trucks are there?
Trucks?
What do you call the ones that are open in the back?
Oh, I know they have different names for them and all, but as to what you really... I know they have the different names, but I don't know.
What would you call the kind of truck that, say, if someone was going to bring a television set out to you, what would they bring you in? It'd be sort of like a truck, but it'd be covered, you know, to protect the stuff inside
mm-hmm.
of it.
Yeah.
And what might you take to the, say, to get out to the airport? The kind of like a car, only about six or seven people can sit in it.
I mean, like a limousine or something.
Okay.
Like
and what
or
kind
a
of
cab or something?
What about public transportation? What kind of public transportation is it?
We have buses and streetcars.
And on a car, the where the speedometer and everything like that is, you know,
mm-hmm.
you call that
the dashboard.
And the little place on the right side of the car where you could store maps and things, it's closed. It's got a.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call that?
You can lock it on some.
Mm-hmm. Car. I know. It's in the glove compartment.
Okay. And what might you use, say, if you wanted to wrap something up, like a newspaper? You know, you could roll it up, and what could you put around it to hold it together?
Rubber band.
And say if you wanted to keep a few papers together and you didn't want to staple them, what could you use?
Clip? Gem clip?
Huh?
A gem clip.
Okay. And when you're driving and you want to go faster, you press down on the
speedometer on the gas.
Okay. And how do you shift gears in a car? What do you use if it doesn't have automatic transmission?
You use first, second, and third.
Okay. What do you call the thing you have to move?
The